beginning.
Go for it, Melody.
In the beginning, God sang everything into being for the joy of it and set the whole world dancing. God was in the center of, at the heart of everything, like the dance of the planets before the sun, turning, spinning, circling, wheeling, revolving, orbiting, round and round. God made everything in his world and in his universe and in his children's hearts to the center round him in a wonderful dance of joy. It's the dance you were born for.
Thank you very much indeed, Melody. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Aaron is a friend of mine from Spurgeon's College. So good morning, Aaron. Can you check? We can hear you okay?
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
We can indeed. We've perfect, got you loud and perfect. Clear here in the building. Now, Aaron is kindly joining us from Leicestershire, where he now lives. And I've asked him to be with us this morning as he's a great example of someone who seeks to use the creative gifts that God has given him to serve and to minister for God's glory. Aaron is a poet and he writes and performs and has recently been asked to appear a number of times on the radio to discuss his work and his themes around it. So it's really great to have you with us, Aaron. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to listen to one of your pieces in a minute. But is there anything that you'd just like to say by way of introduction before we do so?
Yeah. Could I have a few moments just to pray, Simon? Is that all right?
Of course.
Perfect. So before we go any further, if we could all just close our eyes and have a moment of silence, just to gather our thoughts and prepare our minds to not only be blessed by what the Lord wants to give to us, but to be present with each other. So if we could just have a few seconds of silence before we go any further. The Bible says in the book of Psalms 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. One of the things I've been saying throughout this period of lockdown, which we're hopefully leaving soon, and one of the things people have told me, and I also mentioned this in the poem you'll be viewing, even though we're distanced physically, we are not distanced socially. And within our current time, which we're going through, there are so many reasons to be upset. There are so many reasons to be worried, to be negative. But one of the things I saw whilst looking through the chat, whilst we were praising God, is I saw so many good things to be happy about. And this poem reflects that. Not our tendency to be negative about the situation we're going through, but the honor and privilege to thank God. And despite the circumstances, whether persecution, plague, or sickness, we can give God glory. So with that said, Simon, you're more than welcome to play the poem now.
Thank you, Aaron. Thanks, Bob.
As I awake to a new day, possibility fills my mind like the sun cracking through the sky, littered in grey. As we know, each day shouldn't be the same. Today's a new day. So, what's changed? Well, if you haven't realized, or you're in heaven, we're living through a pandemic, COVID-19. Who would have thought that our society would go online? People learning how to use Zoom or watching our church services on YouTube. My mum would call me once in a while. These experiences would make me smile because the tables had flipped. The teacher, my mum, had become the student. She would ask me for advice because there was this mysterious foreign machine with all those buttons which she didn't know how to use. She would ask me for advice because while she didn't know what to do, I was the computer and tech guru. She watched while the world before her eyes began to change. Goodbye, Britain. Nothing was the same. Her skies was now filled with grey. But wait, is it goodbye or rather good morning? My mum was reintroduced to our ever-changing world. No one stays the same. We all change. If the world is a reflection of you and me, why should our world be any different? With each change and dip, our country continues transforming. However, that can be scary. It's like waking up in a body that's yours, but not quite. Hard to recognize. As you look in the mirror, the stranger staring back at you doesn't resemble your figure. Change can be hard, but it's the concept of change that will forever be the same. Goodbye, Britain. Or rather, good morning. Good morning to the internet. Good morning to my relatives, whom I can't see in person, but can still see through a screen. Even though we're distanced physically, it doesn't mean we're distanced socially. Good morning to delivery. I may not leave my house as much, but at the other end of a phone, I can call out to get what I need delivered to my home. And good morning to, you guessed it, Netflix. At my own pace, I can watch the TV programs I consider great. As the scriptures say, in the book of James, every good and perfect gift comes from above. Now, I know God didn't create Netflix, but what I am trying to say is God is the source of the resources we use to create. I know everyone doesn't experience the reality that you and I exist in daily, and our task is to do what we can to better humanity. But today, let us thank God for goodness sake. Let us not be pessimistic and say, goodbye, Britain. The country we once knew is gone. But now we know that change is expected like the faithfulness of the unchangeable one. So, with hope in our hearts and love on our tongue, join me as we declare, good morning, Britain.
Great. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for sharing that piece with us. It's a really interesting reflection on the time we've been through and that we're still continuing to emerge from. Wonder if I might just ask you a few more questions about it, just to hear from you on it. We've got an all-age service today, as you know, so we've got those of every age here with us. And you referenced in the poem to the fact that sometimes people of different ages can sometimes experience things differently. What would you say both to younger people and to older people about how they can respond at this time?
Respond in context to what, Simon? Just so I know.
Just responding to the changing world, the changing situation that we've been through over the last year and a half or so.
Oh no, for sure. One of the things you realize when looking through the scriptures, and I always think it's important to mention the Bible, you know, we are Christians, so I think it's always important to mention it. But there are various figures who are of various ages. You had Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, who was called as a teenager. You have Moses, who was called as an adult. And throughout the Bible, you have people of different ages. You have David, so on and so forth. But they, in their calling, there was a coming to the realization of who they were in the eyes of God. And Moses wrestled with doubt and said, Lord, who am I? How can I do this? There were so many, even Jeremiah said the same thing. I'm only a youth. I'm only young. How can I do this, God? But the question is this, where does one's faith lie? As Christians, we have the ability to reflect not just on our own ability, but upon the ability of God. The God that we serve has the ability to empower us and qualify those who feel unqualified, to empower those who feel powerless, to give a voice to the voiceless, to make strong the weak. So despite the changes in our society, always remember to look to Jesus. Look to our Lord, our Savior, because he's willing to walk through that trouble, through that change, through that situation with you, and also to encourage you, to inspire you, to guide you. You are never alone.
That's brilliant. Thank you for that encouragement to just really keep our eyes on our fantastic God. What would you say to anybody, regardless of whether young or old, who we're thinking about creativity this morning, as you know, but who thinks, oh well, I'm just not really a creative person. What would you say to them?
The funny thing is, I've heard people say similar things like this before. And I was reading an article once, and the article said, you know, they were looking into people who draw, who paint, who create. And they were also looking at people who think that they can't. And one of the things they realized is if you think you can't, you're probably right. If you think you can, you're also right. The whole idea behind being creative, it's all about what's up here. How do you think about it? How do you see it? As King Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, for as a person thinks in their heart, so is he, so are they. If you think you can't be creative, then you've stopped yourself from the beginning. So the process of becoming a creative person, of tapping into the creative potential already in you, because we're made in the image of a creative God, first we have to tackle those thoughts that say we can't. And just like Moses, when we give our excuses, our God has a reason to say why you can. Even though we say we can't, our God says, yes, you can. So what I would say to encourage and to inform is to tackle your own mindset as it relates to creativity and to believe that you actually can. Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. And one of the things I think is just kind of a an underlying thread between what you've said and what we kind of heard here in the building, and I know you did hear at home from what Dallas Willard was saying, is that as beings made in the image of our Creator God, we do all have that creativity within us. And we look to God for the bigger vision of what that means and how that can be worked out and how that can be expressed. And we serve a God who is able to do immeasurably more than we ourselves can ask or can imagine, aren't we? And so if we bring what we have, even if we think it's something small, remember the story of the widow's mite, just bringing her small gift to God, it is amazing how he can take that and can multiply that. And we're grateful to you, Aaron, as an example to us of somebody who offers what he has been given by God in creativity, in poetic talent and ability to share that with others for his praise and for his glory. So thank you very much for being with us. God bless you in your creative ministry. And I'm just going to pray for you for one moment now. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for Aaron. We thank you for his willingness to join with us this morning. We thank you for the encouragement that he shared with us to look to you, Lord, as the source of all that we are and all that we do. And I pray your blessing and your anointing on him, on his ministry, that will just bear fruit for your kingdom. And just that you will continue to multiply in him. Just those creative gifts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.